Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. I think when they put the new carpet in, they took away my squeaky spot here. That's good. They didn't take away the railing, no. But and there's a new squeaky spot over there. I didn't notice that one before. But now I can pace back and forth without worrying about the floor squeaking until I break it again. Anyway, what we've been talking about for this Advent season is are some of the names that Christ has, some of the names that he was referred to. And last week we talked about the fact that he was the son of Abraham and the son of David, meaning that he was a Jew and he was the king of the Jews. And those are two very important facts. And I'm, coming up on another one again in Matthew chapter 1 in the story of Christ's birth, reading from verses 18 to 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "A virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And we're talking about that name, Emmanuel, today. I mean, we can look at this verse and we can see, well, the angel told Joseph to call the baby Jesus, which he did. But what's the deal with Emmanuel? And it's funny, the only time we seem to hear that phrase is around Christmas time, because we've got, O Come Emmanuel, which we traditionally sing a verse of every week. And our final hymn is going to be a hymn called Emmanuel, which is pretty much sung at Christmas time, right? It's just a Christmassy thing because we're remembering this prophecy. Now, the name Emmanuel means God with us. And we were talking last week about the fact that Jesus was the King of the Jews, and we're talking today highlighting the fact that Jesus was God on earth with us. And that's important. The verse of prophecy comes from near the beginning of the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Now, one of the neat things I really like about Old Testament prophecy is it seems to happen twice. A lot of the prophecies from the Old Testament happened twice. Now, what was happening here is Isaiah was talking to King Ahaz about this Savior who would come. And one did come during his lifetime. But this prophecy was also to apply for a later time as well. I can't remember the name of the man who did come, but again, they didn't call him Emmanuel either, but he was clearly, his being there was clearly a sign that God was paying attention and God was blessing Israel. But everybody knows this prophecy, and that's why it appears again in Matthew. Now, sometimes the names that we have remind us of things. We use names sometimes as reminders, not necessarily just because that's what somebody's name is. We were talking, I mentioned last week that, names get applied to people. And for example, Robin, who sings like a bird, and Ruby, who's a precious jewel. But before Ruby was born, we didn't know she'd be a precious jewel. We suspected, but we didn't know for a fact that that was going to be the case. She's actually named after my father's mother. Her first name, Ruby. Her middle name is after Robin's mother, because it's her middle name, but that's the name she goes by. And we use names sometimes. We use family names to remind us of people in the family. And sometimes we use names to remind us of other things. Sometimes some of those are not so nice names. We may have names that we call people behind their backs, maybe to remind us of some wrong they did to us. That happens. It's not good. Please stop it. But it happens. There was another prophet in the Old Testament named Hosea. God told him to marry a certain woman that he didn't want to marry, and he did. He married a woman named Gomer, who was unfaithful to him, and he knew that she would be. And Gomer eventually had, I believe it was 3 children. God told him to name his first son Jezreel, because I will punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel, says the Lord. This is in Hosea chapter 1. She had another daughter after that, and God told him to call her Lo-hu-Rama, which means not loved. Imagine having a child named not loved. After that, he had a third called Lo-ami, which means not my people. These were names given to, you know, as prophecy. I feel bad for these kids. Imagine having a name, you know, showing up your first day at school. What's your name? My name is not loved. My name is not my people. There's a Japanese TV show we used to watch, had a character in it. His name was Shinji. Well, that sounds like a perfectly acceptable name. Shinji means second born son. He was an only child. An only child named second born son. You gotta wonder sometimes. It's a nice sounding name. Lo-ru-hama is probably a nice sounding name if you pronounce it correctly. I'm not going to promise anybody I'm pronouncing that correctly. But when you know it means not loved. But Emmanuel means God with us. God with us. Now, another interesting thing about the name Emmanuel is that we take these names apart. You know, I don't know enough Hebrew, but if you're looking at Lo-ruhana as not loved and Lo-ami as not my people, I'm guessing the part Lo means not, just a guess. But if you take Emmanuel apart, it's the last 2 letters, the L, is the Hebrew word for God. Now, there are many terms, names, if you will, that God is referred to in the Old Testament, and that might be a series I do sometime in the future, because it's also very, very interesting, all the different names given to God. But one of those names is El. That's the name that's used mostly in the first chapter of the book of Genesis. God is referred to as El. And it means God who's powerful. You know, the big difference, I think, is between El and the Lord. Oftentimes, God's referred to as the Lord. That's a different name. But here, it's, you know, the power. God is powerful. It's a reminder that God is powerful. God is all-powerful. It was El who made the world and the universe and everything in it. That's the name that was being used when all that power was being used. And it's God with us that's coming at Christmas. That's what we're waiting for in Advent. We look at the manger scene and there's a little tiny baby, but it's really power. Not just the kind of power that comes from a king, which let's not forget, he's also the king of Israel. It's not just that kind of power, but it's the kind of power that made the whole universe wrapped up in swaddling clothes and sitting in a manger just for us. He came just for us. And we need to remember that. And we remember that in the name Emmanuel, God with us, one of us. I think it's really important that we remember that this Christmas season. It's not just the baby. It's not just the presents under the tree. I mean, all too often, that's what Christmas is anymore. I was talking with a woman this morning at the other church who has some friends who are Hindu, and she was quite surprised to find out that the Hindus celebrate Christmas. And it's not just that they've come over here and they're celebrating Christmas because that's what everybody in America is doing. I don't remember where they're from. I'm sorry about that. But where they came from in Asia, they celebrate Christmas. But it doesn't have anything to do with Jesus. It's a day of gift giving, a day of celebration, a day of time with family. And for many Americans now, that's what it is. Maybe they remember the baby. Maybe they remember that his name was Jesus. But this holiday season, let us remember that his name is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh Lord, who can walk on your
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't forget what came in front of it. And our good and final word for today is Emmanuel, God with us. And it really wasn't just the fact that Jesus, as Emmanuel, as God with us, was walking the earth then, but he is with us still even today. God is with us even still today. I was reminded of this a few years ago by the great theologian Ruby. We were talking about the church and what the church was, and I had made mention of the fact that the church is God's house. She looked at me and she said, she was probably 3 years old at this time, and she said, Daddy, God doesn't live at church. He lives here. He lives here. And she's right. He lives here, so he's with us. He's with us. This is going to be a great Christmas. Every day's great. So let us not forget, it's not just baby Jesus, it's Emmanuel, God with us. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.